Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Did you know that religion in the Western world is not from God? Whether it be Catholicism, Protestantism, or Judaism. So today we're going to look at this and ask this question: is commandment keeping Judaism? Now, I got a scathing email from a man who was actually a Jew, who was supposedly a convert to Protestantism. And he said, commandment keeping is Judaism, and that God doesn't want us doing Judaism. Well, we'll look at commandment keeping, and we'll look at Judaism, and we will see what the scriptures say, and we will see what God says about Judaism and about keeping the commandments of God. Now, first of all, let's start with the commandments of God. When the children of Israel came to Mount Sinai, who spoke the Ten Commandments? The head of the tribe of Judah or God? God did. He said, these are my commandments. Now, these commandments were also before Mount Sinai. And they were after Mount Sinai, and the commandment keeping of God's laws, we will see, is what God says we should do. And then we will find out why that is not Judaism. And we will look and see some aspects of Judaism, which will just be a little microscopic view into it to give you an understanding of it. Let's come to the things that are very simple to understand. Let's come to Revelation 14 and verse 12. Now, this is going to be quite an eye-opener to you if you believe that you don't have to keep the commandments of God, because the Protestants say the law is done away. Well, it never has been done away. God is lawgiver, and he's the one who makes them. Now, in Revelation 14, we're looking at a prophecy that's going to be in our day. And when we come down to the time where it's very difficult indeed to really be a Christian, a true Christian of God, because the world will be so deceived by Satan, the devil, and his system that they will be wanting to kill all of those who are truly Christians with the Spirit of God. Revelation 14 and verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Now, that is the endurance as well. Who are the saints? The saints are the ones who are called, chosen, and faithful, and have the Spirit of God. Because saint means holy. Continuing, here are the ones who keep, notice that means practice, the commandments of God. And now look at the next statement, and the faith of Jesus. Have you ever thought about that? Do you know it takes faith to keep the commandments of God? Those who don't keep the commandments of God and claim they have faith. That is an empty supposition which is not true. Because here it shows it takes faith to keep the commandments of God. It takes faith to believe in the true God. It takes faith to not have idols and statues and so forth and everything we covered in repentance. It takes faith to keep the Sabbath and holy days of God. Doesn't take any faith to keep Sunday. No, none whatsoever. Let's come back here to 1 John, the second chapter. Let's see something else that's very important for us to understand, and you need to realize, because there are a lot of good-sounding ministers and preachers. You can go on TBN and Daystar and whatever other religious channel or podcast, and if they teach you, you don't have to keep the commandments. You know it's not right. In fact, let's see what God says about that. 1 John 2, verse 3. By this standard we know that we know him. Now you see, a lot of people say they know the Lord. They prayed this special little prayer, and they've been guaranteed by Franklin Graham and others that now your sins are forgiven and you're on your way to heaven. That's not in the Bible. That's why we have church at home and why we're dedicated to restoring original truth of God, true Christianity, the way it is in the Word of God. Because we're going to see an astounding statement in both the Old Testament and New Testament about the Word of God. Here's the qualifier. If you say you know the Lord, are you doing this? If we keep his commandments. Well, a lot of people say, well, those are the harsh commandments of God. No, they're not. They're designed to bring blessings. They're designed to keep you from sinning. They're designed to help you have contact with God. Now, keep your place here and just turn the page and come to 1 John 5. And as we do this, let's understand. This propaganda that the commandments of God have been done away, or they were just for the Jews, and the Jews claim that we have Judaism in the Old Testament. We will see that's not correct. And they reject the New Testament. So let's look at the Word of God again and see what the Word of God tells us, inspired by Jesus Christ himself. Now, why would Jesus inspire these words to be written and preserved for us if he abolished the commandments? Now, let's read it. 1 John 5 and verse 2. By this standard, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Now, tie that in with what we read in Revelation 14:12, who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Quite a statement, isn't it, huh? Verse 3, for this is the love of God. You say you love God? You say God is in your heart? How do you know? Well, here's the answer right here. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Now, we've covered the Ten Commandments in depth quite recently, so go back and review them and ask yourself, do I keep the commandments of God? What is it that God wants me to do? Now, notice the rest of this. And his commandments are not burdensome. It's not harsh. It's not burdensome. It is the love of God. Now let's come back here to 1 John, the second chapter again. Now verse 4. The one who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now who's the original liar? None other than Satan the devil. Now where does he like to come and disrupt everything? To anybody who wants to do something with the Word of God. To anyone who wants to find God. He wants to be there to take away that desire. So, here it is right here. The one who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. Now, it doesn't matter how sweetly, how nicely, how convincingly that they portray the fact that they want to abolish the commandments of God. They're liars. Do you want to follow liars? Do you want to follow Satan, the devil? Well, no, I don't want to do that. Well, what do you have to do so you don't do it? Right here, verse 5. On the other hand, if anyone is keeping his word, now, this gets even more interesting, right? His word, everything that's in the Bible. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Do you do that? Is that your desire? What do you live by? Everybody has a standard that they live by. And remember this, there's a way that seems right to a man or woman, but the end thereof is death. It's not going to lead to eternal life. Now let's continue on. On the other hand, if anyone is keeping his word, notice keeping, present tense, truly in this one, the love of God is being perfected. That's what God wants for us, that his love is perfected in us. Can his love be perfected in us if we have hostility toward God, if we have hostility toward his commandments, if we have hostility toward what God has put in what is called the Old Testament? You think about it. Can God bless you in that? If you think you're getting blessings for not doing it, just remember, those are not blessings from God. Those are rewards from Satan the devil to keep you from coming to the true God. Have you ever thought it that way? So stop and think. Look at your life. What do you do? What do you think? What do you practice? How much do you believe God? Now let's continue here. By this means we know that we are in him, which also tells us if we're not keeping his word, we're not in him. Let's read on. Anyone who claims to dwell in him is obligating himself. Now if you say you're a true Christian, and if you say that you love God, you have an obligation from God, from Jesus Christ himself, that he requires you to do. Here it is. Is obligating himself also to walk even as he himself walked. Now that's quite a thing. Now let's look at the question about Judaism and commandment keeping. Now Judaism, we're going to see by definition here in Mark the 7th chapter. What is it? Do you know what Judaism is? Now the Jews will tell you that Judaism is the Old Testament. They'll even tell you that Adam was a Jew. Abraham was a Jew. It wasn't. The word Jew didn't come until about 700 B.C. Huh. Now let's come back here to the Gospel of Mark 7, verse 2. Now this has to do with the scribes and Pharisees. And they were always following Jesus and his disciples to try and find fault. So let's look at the fault that they find, because they did find one. So let's examine it, and we will see the truth concerning Judaism. Verse 2, and when they saw some of his disciples eating with defiled, that is, unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, now listen, holding fast to the tradition of the elders. That's Judaism, not the laws of God. Now, we have a book you need, and it is called Judaism, Revelation of Moses, or Religion of Men. See, because the Jews have concocted the story, which we will see is false, that God gave to Moses oral tradition, and it was passed down through the ages. That's not true. Everything God has said that he wants us to have, he had written down.
In this video, we're going to read from Exodus 24 and learn that the Bible is written documentation, not oral tradition. Now notice the words "wrote down." This tells us that as these events were happening, Moses was writing down what was happening. Moses wrote down the words that God gave to the Israelites. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people, and they said, notice the word "book" and the word "read." Again, these things were written down. The words were written down. They were in a book, and Moses took that book and he read to the Israelites. And that tells us that these events were written down and documented as they happened. Come up to me on the mountain and remain there, and I will give you the stone tablets with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction. Notice a reference to the stone tablets. This was something that God wrote on, and it tells us, we see the word "written." God wrote the commandments on these stone tablets so that the Israelites would have them in written form, so that they would be documented.
A little later, we're going to read from the Code of Jewish Law. You probably have never heard of this book. Holding fast to the tradition of the elders, do not eat unless they wash their hands thoroughly. Even when coming from the market, they do not eat unless they first wash themselves. And there are many, many, actually thousands of added laws that they have received to observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and brazen utensils and tables. For this reason, the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, saying, why don't your disciples walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? Now notice Jesus' answer. He didn't say, well, they were mistakenly doing this, and I'll correct them. No, notice what he said. Verse 6, and he answered and said to them, well did Isaiah prophesy concerning you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. Now how are the hearts of people far away from God when they're trying to be good and righteous and religious? Huh? How can that happen? Well, we see it today. And that's what I call fake Christianity, fake Judaism, fake Catholicism, meaning that they're not of God. But they claim parts of it and say it's God's. Think about your life. Maybe this applies to you. Maybe it applies whether you are Protestant or Catholic or Jewish. Because the Bible is for all people. Notice verse 7. But in vain, that means it's worthless, do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. And that's what Judaism is. For leaving the commandments of God, you hold fast the tradition of men, such as the washing of pots and cups, and you practice many other things like this. Then he said to them, full well do you reject the commandment of God so that you may observe your tradition. And that's exactly what they do. Now, let's come to Deuteronomy 12. Let's see that adding traditions rejects the word of God. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter whether you're Protestant, Catholic, or Jewish, all traditions of men are vain and reject the commandments of God. Now notice the specific instructions here in Deuteronomy 12, verse 28. Be careful to observe and obey all these words which I command you. Which words? The words of God. So that it may go well with you. God wants to bless you. And with your children after you forever, when you do that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. So what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God? The commandments that he has given. Now look at verse 30. Take heed to yourselves. You watch out for yourself. You watch out what you think, what you say, what you do, what you practice. That you do not become ensnared by following them, that is the pagan people in the land, after they have been destroyed from before you, and that you do not ask about their gods, saying, how did these nations serve their gods, that I may also do likewise? Now notice, this applies to everything of Judaism that's a tradition, everything of Catholicism, which is a tradition, everything of Protestantism, which is a tradition. He says this, verse 32, whatsoever thing I command you, be careful to do it. You shall not add to it, nor shall you take away from it. Now I'm going to read one section here from the Code of Jewish Law. Probably never heard of this book. Now this is all about Orthodox Judaism. And thousands of laws that they keep, which are all traditions. And they say that these traditions were given to build a fence around the Ten Commandments so that people wouldn't break the Ten Commandments. But they never get into keeping the Ten Commandments either. All right? Now think about this. This is what an Orthodox Jew must do every morning. This is in chapter 2, page 3. Since every man upon rising from his sleep in the morning is like a newborn creature, insofar as the worship of the Creator is concerned, he should prepare himself for worship by washing his hands out of a vessel, just as the priest used to wash their hands daily out of wash basin before performing their service in the temple. Now that looks like a really fine justification, doesn't it? Oh, the priest did it. Well, where's the temple? Where are the priests? Does it make the one who does hand washing a priest? This hand washing is based upon the biblical view, twisting the scriptures now. Psalm 26, verses 6 and 7. I wash my hands in innocency and will compass your altar, O Lord, that I may publish with a loud voice, etc. Now let's read just a little more, because this will help you understand about Judaism. And in the next segment, we're going to cover some even more things about it. There's another reason given by Kabbalist Zohar, quoted in Beth Joseph, that is out of their traditions. Here's what they believe. You don't find this in the Bible, but this is Judaism. For this morning hand washing, when a man is asleep, the holy soul departs from his body. You don't find that in the Bible. That's not true. Now, next phrase. And an unclean spirit descends upon him. A demon comes and descends upon you at night when you're helpless. That's a lie. Now continuing, when rising from sleep, the unclean spirit departs from his entire body, except from his fingers. How do they know that? And does not depart until one spills water on them 3 times alternatively. One is not allowed to walk 4 cubits, that is 6 feet, without having one's hands washed, except in case of extreme necessity. Now, I'll just hold up this book so you can see it. Thousands of pages, thousands of laws, and that's just one. We'll look at some other ones, and we'll look at some in the New Testament in the next segment, which then is going to tell us exactly what the Bible thinks, and how Judaism is contrary to both the Old Testament and the New Testament. So be sure and write for our book, Judaism, Revelation of Moses, or Religion of Men. And we have some quotes from the Code of Jewish Law in the back of it, which will help you. So I want you to really think and know and understand this. If you keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus Christ, you are not committing Judaism. Judaism is based upon the written traditions of men. So it's a religion of men that they have put over the truth of God and have filled it with lies are not of God. So if you keep the commandments of God, and if you keep the Sabbath of God, and if you keep his holy days, you're not practicing Judaism. You are practicing authentic, true, original Christianity. So until next time, this is Fred Calder saying, thank you for inviting me into your home.